Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 13 of our 40 days of Teshuvah. Again, daily we pray Psalm 51 and Psalm 27. The goal of El Chet is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to become conformed to His image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in process, and this is a time to do spiritual house cleaning. Number 12, for the sin that we have sinned against you in a session of vice, negative things, bad habits. So what is the definition of vice? Nowadays, with the anything goes attitude, which is even creeping into some churches, this definition has become very blurred. But what is the true definition according to God's holy word? We hear people joke and make light of vices, i.e., for example, we all have our little vices. But does that mean they are okay? Not according to God, they are not. Make a list of negative things and habits in your life that you need to bring under control of the Ruach HaKodesh. Here in Webster's 1828 dictionary definition, the word vice means properly a spot or defect, a fault, a blemish, as the vices of a political constitution. 2. In ethics, any voluntary action or course of conduct which deviates from the rules of moral rectitude or from the plain rules of propriety, any moral unfitness of conduct, either from defect of duty or from the transgression of known principles of rectitude. Vice differs from crime in being less enormous. We never call murder or robbery a vice, but every act of intemperance, all falsehood, duplicity, deception, lewdness, and the like is a vice. The excessive indulgence of passions and appetites, which in themselves are innocent, is a vice. This word is also used to denote a habit of transgressing, as a life of vice. Vice is rarely a solitary invader. It usually brings with it a frightful train of followers. 1 Corinthians 5, 9-13. In my earlier letter, I wrote you not to associate with people who engage in sexual immorality. I didn't mean the sexual immoral person outside your community, or the greedy, or the thieves, or the idol worshippers, for then you would have to leave the world altogether. No, what I wrote you was not to associate with anyone who supposedly is a brother, but who also engages in sexual immorality, is greedy, worship idols, is abusive, gets drunk or steals. With such a person, you shouldn't even eat. For what business is it of mine to judge outsiders? Isn't it those who are part of the community that you should be judging? God will judge those who are outside. Just expel the evildoer from among yourselves. 1 Timothy 1:8-10. We know that the Torah is good, provided one uses it in the way the Torah itself intends. We are aware the Torah is not for a person who is righteous, but for those who are heedless of Torah and rebellious, ungodly and sinful, wicked and worldly, for people who kill their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexual immoral, both heterosexual and homosexual, slave dealers, liars, perjurers, and anyone who acts contrary to the sound teaching. Ephesians 5, 3-8. Among you there should not even be mentioned sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or greed. These are utterly inappropriate for God's holy people. Also out of place are obscenity and stupid talk or coarse language. Instead, you should be giving thanks. For of this you can be sure, every sexually immoral, impure, or greedy person, that is, every idol worshiper, has no share in the kingdom of the Messiah and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty talk, for it is because of these things that God's judgment is coming on those who disobey Him. So don't become partners with them, for you used to be darkness. But now, united with the Lord, you are light. Live as children of light. These verses are speaking to believers in Messiah and how we are to walk. Galatians 5:19-24. And it is perfectly evident what the old nature does. It expresses itself in sexual immorality, impurity, and indecency, involvement with the occult and with drugs, in feuding, fighting, becoming jealous, and getting angry, in selfish ambition, factionalism, intrigue and envy, in drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you now as I have warned you before. Those who do such things will have no share in the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Ruach is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. Nothing in the Torah stands against such things. Moreover, those who belong to the Messiah Yeshua have put their old nature to death on the stake along with its passions and desires. Journal, food for thought. Engaging in evil as a lone individual is bad enough, but just as the secular courts treat conspiracy more seriously, so too God despises the institutionalizing of bad habits. Ask yourself, am I a part of a regular group that discusses negative things? Did I participate in a gathering that led to negative activities? And am I careful to associate only with moral and ethical people? I just want to read this prayer again, committing to a life of purity. Father, we come before your throne of grace in the name of Yeshua. At one time, we walked habitually following the course and fashion of this world under the sway of the tendency of this present age. We lived and conducted ourselves in the passions of our flesh. Our behavior conducted ourselves in the passions of our flesh, obeying the impulses of the flesh and the thoughts of the mind. But God, you are so rich in your mercy, even when we were dead by our own shortcomings and trespasses. You made us alive together in union with Messiah. And it is by your grace, your favor and mercy that we did not deserve, that we are saved, delivered from judgment, and made a partaker of Messiah's salvation. You raised us up together with him and made us sit down together in heavenly places in Messiah, the Anointed One. You are our Father. We are your children. Since we are in Messiah, we are new creatures. Old things have passed away, and behold, all have become new. In accordance with your word, we rid ourselves of all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like a newborn baby, we crave pure spiritual milk so that we may grow up in our salvation, now that we have tasted that you, Adonai, are good. Father, forgive us for the years of watching, reading, and listening to vile things. We submit to Yeshua, our Messiah, who loves us and gave himself up for us, that he might sanctify us, having cleansed us by the washing of water with the word, and that he might present us to himself in glorious splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that we might be holy and faultless. Thank you for the blood of Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to you, which cleanses our conscience from acts that led to death, so that we may serve you, the living God. Thank you for the Ruach HaKodesh who dwells in us, for he is Kadosh, holy. We ask for and receive an impartation of the wisdom that comes from heaven. It is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. May my words issue from a pure heart, and may they be pleasing to you. Adonai, your Ruach HaKodesh is my counselor. Change my impure language and give me a clear and pure speech from pure lips, that I may call upon your name to serve you. I am transformed, changed by the entire renewal of my mind, and I bring my thoughts into obedience to your word. I fix my thoughts on what is true and good and right. I determine to think about things that are pure and lovely and dwell on the fine good things in others. I think about all I can praise you for, and I am glad, and I keep guard over my heart with all diligence. And above all, I guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. What an incredible quality of love you have given us. that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted a child of God. We are even here and now your children, and it is not yet disclosed, made clear what we shall be, but we know that when Yeshua comes and is manifested, we shall be as your child, resemble and be like him, for we shall see him just as he really is. We have this hope resting on him, and we cleanse, purify ourselves, just as he is pure, chaste, undefiled, and guiltless. Through the power of the Ruach HaKodesh given to us, we are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. In Yeshua's name, amen.